我们上个礼拜哈，我们弟兄讲到的一个主题是近身的生活，深处的深浅的深。
Last week our brother shared with us the life of in the depths.
那其实在我们弟兄交通之前哈，其实主就也给我类似的感觉。
Before our brother has shared with us, the Lord has also given me this burden.
他给我一个感觉，我们要
进到深处。
That we have to enter into deeper into the depth.
所以当我上次我当我开车到中文学校的时候
，When I was driving to the Chinese school.
在路上我在默想跟主交通的时候
，I was meditating and fellowshipping with the Lord.
他就给我一个感觉呢，要把我最近的一些读经的得着呢，把它放在一起。
He gave me a burden to put what I have read before him to put it together.
那也许可以给他一个题目，就是我们要进到深处。
Maybe you can give it a title to enter into the depth.
我老实说，我不敢说我能够讲得很深。
Frankly, I don't know how deep I can if I can.
但我想就是弟兄姊妹有一点那个，我读经圣经上面一些话语，我们有点交通。
But to share with you what I have read in the Bible.
有一些部分我可能在查经的时候稍微提过。
Maybe I have mentioned some part during Bible study.
当做复习。
Maybe as a review.
我们先读几处的圣经。
We read some Bible verses.
启示录第五章第八节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 8。
启示录第五章第八节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 8。
他既拿了书卷，四活物和24位长老，就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and four and twenty elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden veils.Full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. This is the heavenly state.
在天上呢，有一个满了香的金炉呢，带到羔羊的面前。
That's full of fragrance, bringing before the Lamb.
这里讲得很清楚，这个香就是众圣徒，就是我们的祷告。
That this speaks of the prayers of the saints of all of us.
也就是说，众圣徒在跟神交通的时候呢，来到他面前的时候呢，就像香一样。
When we are communing with the Lord, it's like an incense.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要小看众圣徒的祷告。
Do not take it lightly the prayer of the saints.
不要小看我们来到神面前的时间。
Do not take lightly the time that we spend before the Lord.
当我们这个祷告的时候，那个香达到天上宝座的面前。
When we pray, the incense.It's lifted up before the throne of God in heaven.
有一次那个我们祷告聚会，孙弟兄参加。
One time, brother Sun was among us during our prayer meeting.
他就与我们有点劝。
He shared with us.
对，他告诉我们说，他实在有个感觉哈，每一次在地上有重大的事情发生前呢，都有众圣徒的祷告。
That before something very important is going to happen on this earth.They are the prayer of the saints.
所以在这边呢，当众圣徒的祷告达到羔羊面前的时候呢
，When the prayer of saints reach before the Lamb,
然后羔羊就开始揭开地
，The Lamb opened up the seal.
然后地上那个人的那个幕后的历史呢，它就开始
，And begin the end of the history.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们那个香呢，来到神的面前，就是进到深处，真是到天上，但是也是进到深处。
When the incense, when we bring it before the Lord, even though it's lifted up to heaven, it is entering into the depth.
这个呢，这个部分我们在神所设立的这个会幕呢，我们可以看得很清楚。
When the Lord has the tabernacle, we can see it very clearly.
我们请看出埃及记三十章。
Exodus chapter 30.
出埃及记三十章七跟八节。 出埃及第三十章七跟八节，亚伦在坛上要烧馨香料做的香，每早晨他收拾灯的时候要烧这香，黄昏点灯的时候他要在耶和华面前烧这香，作为世世代代常烧的香。
And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning when he dress the lamp, he shall burn incense upon it, and when Aaron lights the lamp at evening, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generation.
所以在这个会幕哈，神给我们一个图画。
So in the tabernacle, the Lord gave us a picture.
当这个它有外面的院子。
The outside the court.
啊、当进到那个会幕里面呢，表示我们开始进到神的面前了。
When we enter into the tabernacle, that means we enter before the presence of the Lord.
在那个地方有一个物品物件叫做香坛。
There is a place called the altar of incense.
然后那个祭司呢，每天早上晚上呢，一定要让这个香点着。
And the priest morning and evening they have to keep the incense burning.
所以这边讲的是常烧的香，是连续不断的烧的香。
It's continually burning before the Lord.
这告诉我们说，我们在神面前的交通跟祷告呢，是要持续不断。
That our fellowship, our prayer before the Lord has to be continual.
而不仅如此，我们要看利未记十六章。
Leviticus chapter 16.
利未记十六章的十二跟十三节。
Leviticus.
Chapter 16, verses
12 and
13. Leviticus 16, verses 11 through 13.又拿一桶捣细的香料都带入幔子内，在耶和华面前把香放在火上，使香的烟云遮掩法柜上的施恩座，免得他死亡。
And Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering which is for himself, and shall make an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering which is for himself, and he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord, and his hand full of sweet incense beaten small, and bring it within the veil, and he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony, that he die not.
所以我不仅哈，每天早晚呢，那个圣所里面那个香坛那个香要点燃的。
Not only the altar of incense has to be lit up day and night.
然后每一年呢，有一次呢，七月十号的时候，大祭司要进到至圣所。
That every year, the tenth day of the seventh month, the high priest would have to enter into the Holy of Holies.
其实那个至圣所就是最深的地方。
The Holy of Holies is the deepest place.
是神在那边与人相会的地方。
Where the Lord meets man.
那当那个亚伦一年一次进去的时候呢
？When Aaron enters in there once a year.
他把那个香炉上那些香呢，放在一个小小。更小的炉子呢，带进去。
He brought the incense and put it into a smaller censer and brought it into the Holy of Holies.
所以发现他必须要让整个香呢，好像弥漫在那个至圣所里面，神才喜悦。
That when he has the whole Holy of Holies filled with the incense, where the Lord is pleased.
所以你会发现，神喜悦众圣徒的那个香气的祷告呢，来到他的面前。
The Lord is pleased when.The prayer of saints as incense brought before him.
那个是我们能够有深处的生活的一个图画。
That is a picture where we have a deeper life.
我今天可能用的圣经会多一点哈，我们看那个出埃及记三十章。
Exodus chapter 30.
出埃及记三十章三十四到三十八。
Verses 34 through 38.
这个部分我们不用英文念。
We only read in Chinese.
但是等一下翻译会有点难。那个出埃及记三十章的三十四到三十八节。
Exodus 30, verses 34 through 38.
对，我用中文念一次哈。耶和华吩咐摩西说：“你要取馨香的香料，就是拿他佛吃洗列洗利底拿，这馨香的香料和净乳香，各样要一般大的分量。”你要用这些加上盐，按作香之法做成清净圣洁的香。这香要取点捣的极细，放在会幕内法柜前。我要在那里与你相会。你们要以这香为至圣，你们 按这调和之法为自己做香，要以这香为圣，归耶和华。凡做香和这香一样，为要闻香味的，这人要从民中剪除。OK， 我这边念的呢，是那个做香的那个香料的材料。
What I read is the ingredients that is needed to make the fragrance, the perfume.
所以当我这一次读这一段的时候呢，我心中有些感觉。
When I was reading this passage, I have this feeling within.
你知道这个众圣徒的香哈，它的那个香的材料呢，是这边这个制造出来。
The incense of the saints are made from all these ingredients.
那这个材料是什么东西呢
？But what are these ingredients?
我确定的哈。那个你刚刚有读到比较难读的东西，叫做拿他伯施洗列洗利比拿这三样东西。
What I know is Natav, Onicha, and Gabbanon。
对，第一个跟第三个呢，我们是非常确定它是树枝。
The first and the third one we are sure that it is part of the
resin.
The resin, yeah.
对 resin， 对，它是树的那个枝叶。
It's the resin。
然后第二个呢，有可能。没有人知道它是什么东西。
The second one maybe nobody knows what it is.
但是我猜想也有可能也是树枝的一种。
I'm guessing it's one of the raisins.
然后后面有一个东西叫做净乳香。
And one is the pure frankincense.
对，那个净乳香哈，其实就是也是树枝。
It's also a raisin.
但是因为它是白色的，所以称它叫乳香。
And because it is white in color, so they call it frankincense.
所以你会发现啊，这个整个馨香的那个香的材料呢，基本上是从那个树的里面那个枝所做的。
The main ingredients of the incense is made up of the fragrance. It's made from the tree, the resin from the tree.
对，所以我知道有的小朋友他们学小提琴嘛。
I know some kids who learn to play the violin.
小提琴那个弓那个马尾巴，它需要用那个。Rosin 那个松香去把它擦一擦，增加摩擦力。
They have to the bowl has to be brushed on the resin.
Rosin.
To work.
对，然后那个 rosin 其实这些材料是树枝做的。
And some of it has been made by the resin of the tree.
然后有时候我们看到一种东西叫琥珀 amber。
Amber?
对，它里面有些那个小虫被埋在里面，对不对
？Some worms are in there.
对，它是那个，它是古老的树枝变成化石之后呢，就变成那个。
So an old raisin that's turned into fossil becomes like that.
所以我这边的意思哈，你会发现神这边给我们一个图画。
So the Lord gave us a picture here.
众圣徒的祷告那个香呢，有一个来源的。
The prayer of the saints, the incense has a Origin,
那个来源像树枝。
It's like the raisin of the tree.
要怎么样拿到树枝呢？那个树必须先受伤。
How to get the raisin? The tree has to have scar.
它必须要对，它必须要切开进去之后呢，树才有树枝流出来。
It has to be cut into and then the sap can flow.
所以你会发现哈，一个馨香的祷告，它的后面有一些材料是受伤过的产品。
A prayer that has fragrance, some of it is because they have been hurt.
对，什么叫做受伤啊
？What it is to be hurt and have scar.
那弟兄姊妹，有时候可能有的基督徒他会受到误会。
Some Christians will be misunderstood.
他也许受到别人的反对。
Or others.
Against somebody. 那也许他经过神的管教跟击打。
And maybe being dealt with by the Lord.
这些都会让我们受伤。
And we will be wounded by all these.
但我今天想要强调的一点是，当我们认识自己天然的那个软弱跟败坏的时候呢，你会发现我们有受伤的感觉。
So I want to emphasize that when we understand our natural the rottenness in us, then we will have that wounded feeling.
基督的成长哈，有一个很重要的关键。
The growth of a Christian
或是说有一个过程
has a process
就是你当我们越认识自己的时候呢就越认识神
The more we know ourselves, the more we know God
然后越认识神呢也就越认识自己
The more we know God, the more we know ourselves.
然后在这个过程里面，基督徒就开始成长。
And in this process, we start to grow.
这个很稀奇。
It's very amazing.
为什么？其实当我们接触神的时候呢，你必须要敞开的。
Why? Because when we come to God, we have to open ourselves.
所以我们在人的面前可以有很多的面具跟那个假装。
We can have a lot of masks before men.
但是当我们来到神的面前，每一个人都是赤裸敞开的。
But when we are before the Lord, we are naked before the Lord.
所以当我们这个人赤裸敞开接近神的时候，
and when we are naked before the Lord and come close to Him,
神是光，他的眼目是火焰。
The Lord is light and His eyes are burning flames.
他 一看就看到我们的内心的光景。
When He sees us, He sees what the condition in our heart.
那我们完全没有办法隐藏。
There is no way we can hide from Him.
所以当我们接近神的时候呢，你一定会开始认识自己。
When we draw nigh to God, we will know ourselves.
如果一个人说他很亲近神，但是不认识自己的话，那个亲近是假。
If someone said that they draw nigh to God, but yet they do not know themselves, then that drawing close to God is fake.
但另外一方面，当我们越认识自己呢，我们就越认识神。
On the other hand, the more we know ourselves, the more we know God.
因为我常常觉得，当我们越认识自己的冷淡的时候。
I feel that when we, the more we know our cold-hearted condition,
那我就越感觉神对我的那个不舍的爱。
Then the more I feel the Lord's love did not let me go.
然后我越认识自己很多的愚昧的时候呢。
And the more I know my own foolishness,
我就感觉神的智慧是深不可测。
That His wisdom is beyond me.
然后我感觉自己没有能力、没有力量的时候。
And when I feel I'm weak without strength.
我就越认识神是我的力量。
I know that He is my strength.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们越认识自己，也就越认识神。
Brothers and sisters, the more we know ourselves, the more we know God.
我们就开始走基督徒成长的道路。
Then we start to walk the growth of the Christian life.
所以我们没有办法用修养的方法。
We cannot do kind of a be good cultivation.To cultivate to be good.
对，其实就是我们这个自我呢，其实是一个很大的拦阻。
That our self is the largest hindrance.
对，我们的这个成长的过程，那个途径呢，是认识自己，认识神。
The progress of our growth is to know ourselves and know God.
不是自我的修养。
It's not self cultivation.
其实更严重的是，你修的越好，其实你拦阻越大。
The more you try to do it good, the more hindrance you have.
当我们自己越小的时候呢，我们发现神的生命在我们身上就越成长。
The smaller we are, we see that we'll feel that the Lord's life is growing in us.
所以我今天想要表达的一件事情。
What I'm trying to express today.
就当我们越认识自己的光景的时候呢。
The more we know our true condition.
你会发现你好像开始有一种受伤的经历。
And you have this.Experience of being wounded.
啊，我想说，哎呀，原来我是这种人。
That indeed I'm such a one.
原来我是这个样子。
I'm like this.
然后你开始被主被挖到深的地方。
And you've been dug very deep by the Lord.
挖到深的地方之后呢，你发现里面那个就有那个汁油呢，就开始流出来。
And the sap will flow out.
然后主就借着这个生命的汁油呢，把我们缠裹，把我们医治。
And the Lord used this to heal us.
我们的这个伤口好像又被它愈合起来。
And the wound has been healed and recovered.
在这过程当中，你就发现这个人开始味道就不一样。
And in this process, the fragrance of this person will start to change.
他就开始释放一些香的气味。
And it will have fragrance outflowing.
但我必须讲说，有的时候，基督徒也是有一种某种的受伤。
I have to say that Christians have another type of being wounded, being hurt.
但如果它只是被切在表面，
if the cut is on the surface,
那个汁油没有出来，
the sap cannot flow.
啊，这种情况有可能只是它造成它的苦毒。
And this will just lead to bitterness.
因为他觉得他是表面受伤，但是没有进到深处。
Because their hurt is only on the outside, it's not into the deeper side.
然后这个香啊很特别。
And this fragrance is very unique.
神特别吩咐说，你其他地方都不可以用。
That you cannot use it anywhere.
这种香呢，一定是属于神的。
It belongs to God.
你不可以觉得这个很香，所以自己做来自己闻。
You cannot say that this smells so good. I will make it and smell it.
所以我读的时候实在有这种感觉。
When I was reading, I have a feeling.
当神做这种工作的时候呢
？When the Lord is doing such a work.
有一个味道产生。
A fragrance is there.
这个味道呢是世界上配不上。
That this world is not worthy of.
只有神配得上。
Only the Lord is worthy.
因为这是神的工作。
Because this is the work of the Lord.
所以当我在读一些圣经的时候呢，我举今天可能举二或三个例子。
When I'm reading Bible, I'll list a few examples.
那个第一个例子呢
？First one.
叫做可拉党。
Korah.
可拉的后裔。
The sons of Korah.
这个可拉这个事情呢，在民数记十六章。
The story of the rebellion of Korah is in Numbers 12. 16.
民数记十六章。
Numbers chapter 16.
我可能要稍微念一下。Okay. 比如说十六章的第一节到第三节。
Verses 1 through 3.
Okay, 就请英文自己念好。
You please read the English yourself.
十六章的一到三，利未的曾孙哥辖的孙子以斯哈的儿子可拉，和流便子孙中以利亚的儿子大参亚比兰与比勒的儿子安。并以色列会中的二百五十个首领，就是有名望选入会中的人，在摩西面前一同起来，聚集攻击摩西亚伦说：“你们擅自专权，全会众个个既是圣洁，耶和华也在他们中间，你们为什么自高超过耶和华的会众呢？”所以有一次哈，发生这个很大的事情。
One time there's this very big.
这是一个很大规模的背叛。
A massive rebellion.
这就是在摩西带领以色列人在旷野的时候有一次发生的背叛。
It was when Moses led the Israelites into the wilderness, and this is the rebellion that happened.
带头的人叫做可拉。
The one who led was Korah.
他其实是个利未人。
He was a Levite.
然后加上其他一些的，这些还不是普通的人，他们是以色列当中的首领。
They're not just the regular people, they are the leaders among the Israelites.
其实他们已经可以在会幕的这个周边呢，可以做一些服事。
They can already serve around the tabernacle.
然后耶和华已经给他们一个机会，能够跟众人不一样，可以亲近神的。
The Lord has already given them an opportunity that's different from others that they can draw close to God.
那也许他们心中嫉妒，也许他们。想要得到一些权柄，所以他们就有了背叛。
Maybe out of jealousy, or they want to gain some power, and there was a rebellion.
然后当他们这个背叛的时候呢，神有一件很特别的吩咐。
There was a very special command from the Lord.
那个在第四节开始。
Verse 4.
摩西听见这话，就俯伏在地，对可拉和他一党的人说：“到了早晨。”耶和华必指示谁是属他的，谁是圣洁的，就叫谁亲近他。他所拣选的是谁，必叫谁亲近他。可拉，你们要这样行，你和你的一党要拿香炉来，明日在耶和华面前把火盛在炉中，把香放在席上。耶和华拣选谁，谁就为圣洁。OK， 对不起，对，四到七节。所以你会发现，当这个背叛一产生的时候呢？神有一个很特别的吩咐，说我现在不处理 ，OK。
When the rebellion happens, the Lord has a very special way of dealing with it. So I'm not going to do it right now.
但是到了第二天早晨呢，你们要把香炉拿来。
And tomorrow, bring your censers.
结果在十六节他这边记载。
In verse 16.
摩西对可拉说：“明天你和你一党的人，并亚伦都要站在耶和华面前。”个人要拿一个香炉，共二百五十个，把香放在上面，到耶和华面前。你和亚伦也各拿自己的香炉。
Verses 16 and 17。
对，十六跟十七，谢谢。所以弟兄姊妹，这边给我们一个感觉哈。
Here it shows us.
每一个人都有自己的一个香炉。
Everyone have their own censers.
但是呢，神在这边好像特别叫他们，你要回去把那个香炉带来。
But the Lord told them to bring your censers.
这个给我一个感觉，就是表示这些人他们的这个香炉出了问题。
this shows us that there's a problem that with their senses.
然后神提醒他们呢，你要把自己的香炉带。
So remind them that every man bring his own senses.
你要记得说每你自己这个香炉的光景是怎么回事。
You have to remember the condition of your own senses.
所以你会发现啊，当人悖逆的时候呢，他跟神的交通一定出了问题。
To know that when a person rebels, then his fellowship with the Lord has a problem.
其实我是先读到这个感觉的时候，然后。
When I read and I have this feeling,
然后我在有机会读到你弟兄的一个权柄方面的交通。
Then I had the opportunity to read Brother Nee's sharing about authority.
我们弟兄真的是这样说，他说一个人要跟神有亲近的交通才能够有权柄。
Our brother shared that a person has to have close fellowship with the Lord, then the person will have authority.
因为当他跟神交通的时候，他知道神的旨意是什么。
Because when he has fellowship with the Lord, then he knows what the will of the Lord is.
然后神就把权柄给这个人。
And the Lord gives the authority to this person.
能够代表他。
Can represent him.
其实我以前啊，我从来没有把这两件事情连在一起。
In the past, I've never put the two together.
我说 ，OK， 要交通就是跟神亲近，就这样。
To have fellowship, you draw nigh to the Lord.
但你会发现这边有个图画呢，权柄跟交通是。紧紧连在一起。
But here you see a picture that authority has to is very tightly related with the fellowship.
当一个人有顺畅馨香的交通的时候呢，神才能够把权柄交给他。
Only if a person has a flowing fellowship with the Lord, then the Lord can hand to him his authority.
反过来说，当一个人跟神的交通出了问题的时候
，On the other hand, if a person's fellowship with the Lord It's not going well.
一个悖逆的情况呢，就在这个人里面开始产生了。
There's this condition of rebellion.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我读的时候呢的一些感觉。
This is my feeling when I was reading these passages.
所以神就出了一件新的事情。
So the Lord has this new thing.
然后他们当他们聚集的时候，那个250个加那几个首领。
When the 250 men and all the leaders were there.
然后地就裂开了。
The earth parted.
然后把他们就通通都吞下去。
It swallowed them in the pit.
吞到那个，他们叫做活活的坠落阴间，33节。
And
活活的坠落阴间。
And it swallowed them up.
然后这个地呢，又重新再闭合起来。
And then they went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个蛮严重的审判。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious part of judgment.
所以我们在读到这边的时候，我们想说，那可拉这家恐怕这个绝后。
Maybe when we read here, we will say, "Oh, the Korah doesn't have any more descendants."
但其实哈，我们在诗篇的时候会发现，可拉有一些的余下来的那个后人呢，被留下来。
But we see in the Psalms that Korah has, there are sons of Korah that have been.
因为我们在诗篇上面发现有些诗篇呢叫做可拉后裔的诗。
Because we see in the Psalms there are some of the Psalms that say they are this is the Psalm of the sons of Korah.
比如说诗篇42篇。
Psalm 42。
诗篇四十二。
Psalm 42。
第一节哈。
Verse 1。
第42篇你会看到这个开头小字，它就说可拉后裔的训诲诗。
And you see.Here it says to the chief musician, Michelle, for the sons of Korah.
他说神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
As the heart pants after the water brook, so pants my soul after thee, O God.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你读到这个诗篇的这句话的时候，你有什么感觉
？Brothers and sisters, I do not know how you feel when you read this verse.
这个，在我初信的时候，当我读到这句话的时候。
When I was a young believer, when I read this passage,
我的心就感觉很不一样。
My heart felt very different.
就是简简的几句一句话，他说：“神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。”
As the heart pants after the water brook, so pants my soul after thee, O God.
他就把一个作诗人他心中爱慕神的感觉呢，就简简单单很深刻的把它表达出来。
In a very simple yet a very deep way, he expressed the psalmist's love for the Lord.
然后到了第五节后面。
In verse five, the second half.
因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。
For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
他的同在，他的 faith， 他帮助我。
That his presence and his faith, he is my help. He helps me.
但是这些中文的翻译，我们感觉很受帮助。
In the Chinese version, we are very much helped by this verse.
他是说神的那个笑的那个脸呢、啊，成为了我心中的一个很大的力量。
And his face that is smiling has become a strength of my heart.
到了第七节的时候，他说你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应。
Verse seven, deep called unto deep at the noise of thy waters fell.
你发现这位作诗人，他知道他心里面有一个深处。
The psalmist know that in his heart there is this deep.
当那个神发声音的时候呢，那个声音是从好像深处发出来。
When the Lord calls out, it seems it's from the depth.
但他从他的深处呢，他们两个，他就跟神深处呢有一个互相的这个响应跟回声。
And in the depth, he can the deep call unto the deep, and he can respond to God's calling.
所以弟兄姊妹已经发现，这位可拉的后裔呢，已经跟他的祖宗完全不一样。
The sons of Korah is very different from their ancestors.
之前他的祖宗呢，跟神的交通出了问题，产生了背逆。
Their forefathers have troubles for fellowshipping with the Lord, and there brings out rebellion.
但这个后裔呢，他认识神，他渴慕神，在他深处里面有跟神那个很深的交通。
But the descendants desire after the Lord, and in his heart he has a deep fellowship with the Lord.
然后到了第八十四篇，诗篇八十四篇。
Psalm 84。
的第一节跟第二节哈。
Verse 1 and verse 2。
他说：“万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱！我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神呼吁。”
How lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yet even faint for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh.Cried out for the living God.
One,
they are ones who long after the house of the Lord.
他第十节哈，他说，在你的院里住一日，甚至在别处住千日，宁可在我神殿中开门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
Verse 10, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个作诗人呢，他宁愿他要住在神的家中，宁愿当一个看门的。
The psalmist rather stay in the house of the Lord and be a doorkeeper.
所以这个可拉的后裔到底是谁呀、
啊、？Who's the son of Korah?
所以这个我们要看一下诗篇八十八。
We have to see Psalm 88.
八十八篇他这边讲到说，可拉后裔的诗歌就是以斯拉人希曼的训诲诗。
A song for the sons of Korah, the chief musician of Heman, the Azrahite.
我就是希曼。
希曼，
就是希曼。所以有个人叫做希曼。
There's a person named Heman.
这个希曼哈，他是，你要大家听，就是注意。看好，他把自己称作可拉的后裔。
He calls himself the son of Korah.
他没有把那个可拉的事情把它埋藏起来。
He did not try to bury what happened to Korah.
也就是说，他把自己放在跟他祖宗同样的一个位置上面。
He put himself in the same position as his forefathers.
他好像承担那个过去他们背叛的一个记号。
And he bear the seal.Of their rebellion.
过去祖宗怎么样的悖逆呢？在他心中也感觉他这一族的人是一个悖逆的族。
How the forefathers have rebelled, he puts himself that the entire sons of Korah is in rebellion.
那个我儿子小时候他那个手跌断过。
When my son broke his arm.
然后这个医生给他稍微接回去之后。
After the doctor.Try to put it back.
因为那个针好后来松掉。
Because the screw came loose.
所以有一些细菌的感染。
there was some infection.
感染之后呢，就是不仅这个骨头，这个手看起来有点歪歪的。
Not only it looked a little twisted.
那外面有一个很深的疤。
It's a very huge scar on the outside.
所以有时候我们也担心他会不会有点自卑这样。
Sometimes we feel would he kind of have some self-esteem issue.
其实我发现他其实比较喜欢穿长袖是没错。
We realize that he likes to wear long sleeves.
但是我有时候有机会告诉他说，这个你这个疤呢是神恩典的记号。
That have the opportunity to tell him that the scar is a seal of God's grace.
在你受这个细菌侵袭到骨头的时候呢，神救了你一把。
When the bacteria invaded your body, the Lord has saved you.
所以留下一些的这个痕迹呢，但是你要知道这是一个恩典的记号。
That's the trace there, the scar there, but that is the seal of His grace.
所以对于这个希曼来讲，这个希曼对希曼来讲呢。他这个祖宗这个悖逆好像成了他身上的一个伤疤。
To Haman, that his forefather's rebellion is like a scar on him.
因为他在八十八篇第四节他怎么写呢？
88:4, what did he write?
他说我算和下坑的人同地，如同无力的人一样。
I'm counted with them that go down into the pit.I am as a man that has no strength.
第六节
Verse 6,
你把我放在极深的坑里，在黑暗的地方，在深处。
Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit and darkness and the deep.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他深深知道自己的天然是悖逆。
He truly knew that his naturally his is rebellion.
但他也知道呢，他是一个蒙了神怜悯的人。
But yet it's by the grace of God.
所以呢，这个人呢，他整个人整个情况被恢复了。
His entire condition is being restored.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，不要小看我们心里面的那个悖逆。
Brothers and sisters, do not take lightly the rebellions in our hearts.
或是说，不要低估了我们里面的悖逆。
Do not underestimate the rebellion in our hearts.
就是说，我们的天性哈，其实都是从神那边来看都是悖逆。
Naturally, before the Lord, we In God's eyes, we are all rebellious.
我记得以前有我看过有人来聚会。
In the past, I've seen people come to the meeting.
他来聚会的时候就大方的带着报纸。
They were just openly brought, and they brought in newspapers.
The newspapers, 对，报纸。然后聚会的时候看报纸。
During the meeting, you read the newspaper.
所以就是被我。现在不用看报，现在你看手机也可
以。
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道这种情况在我们里面的深处有一个很大的悖逆。
Brothers
and 有时候我甚至不敢讲说到底这个人到底是不是真的得救了。
Sometimes I'm afraid to say if this person is he truly born again。
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们被更正的时候，我们里面。好像有个不服反弹起来。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes when we are corrected, we have this rebellious spirit in us that will react.
那是显明我们心里面那个深处的悖逆。
That will show what is in the depth of our heart that's rebellion in there.
我想我举这个例子应该没有关系哈，就是有一个例子。
This is just an example.
就是我在我们弟兄常常劝不同的机会劝弟兄姊妹，主日聚会的时候祷告不要太长。
Brother often let us know that when you pray during the morning meeting, the breaking of the bread, not to pray too long.
其实他在跟弟兄姊妹交通之前已经先跟我讲过了。
Before he shared with us and sisters, he already told me.
那以前我其实真的没有感觉我祷告很长。
In the past, I have not felt that my prayer was long.
但是后来这个弟兄转告我说，有的弟兄年轻的弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，我没有办法祷告像伟修祷告那么长。所以我想说，可能我自己需要调整一下。
So I feel like I should adjust myself.
对，我就试着在祷告当中很怎么讲，很自由的，圣灵有什么一些感觉呢？我就照着那个部分的感觉，就把它试着这样祷告。
So I practice that what the Spirit has moved within me, I will just pray according to that.
然后我这样子学了一段的时间。
After a while of practice, exercise.
然后有一次我们弟兄又跟我讲。
Our brother came to me again.
你祷告太长。
Your prayer is too long.
我说我已经在改进了嘛。
I said I really tried to change it.
所以，但是有的人是这样的啊。
Brothers and sisters, it is this way.
一个人第一个反应呢，就是他会反弹的。
The first reaction of a person, they just react.
我觉得我已经做的可以了，这为什么还讲我呢？
I feel I've already done enough. Why do you come and tell me again?
但如果我们愿意在神的面前服下来
，But if we're willing to submit before the Lord.
对，如果弟兄讲的是对的话，那我应该服下来。
If what our brother said is right, then I should submit.
那如果我已经是觉得已经很真实的祷告的话，那神也知道。
If I feel it's truly this is very true for my heart, then the Lord knows.
当这样子讲的时候呢，他只是把我们里面那个背义不服的感觉把显明出来。
When he said things to us, it just reveals our inwardly our rebellion.
所以这种人是只是一个例子哈。
This is just an example.
当我们认识自己背义的时候呢，你发现你开始里面有个伤口。
When we know our rebellion, then we know that it just have a wound within.
对，我原来我是这样一种人。
I'm such a person.
所以但是当我们进到深处来到神面前服下来的时候
So when we go into the deep and we submit before the Lord
你会发现就有一个馨香的脂油呢从我们身上流出来
And there will be that fragrant sap flowing out from
对以前也有弟兄或姊妹他们不是浸下去的受浸他们是点水
And there are some brothers and sisters whom before that they were not immersed into water for baptism but justSprinkle of water.
对，所以有时候我们一交通说，其实照着圣经，我们感觉受浸是浸下去。
But when we fellowship, that according to the Bible, we feel that when you baptize, it is being immersed into the water.
因为它表明是我们与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
Because it represents that we die with the Lord and we are being buried with the Lord, and together we resurrected.
但是也有的弟兄姊妹，我其实张弟兄以前就是这样。
Brother Carl was like that.
因为怎么一听的时候，你怎么可以把我以前点的那部分不算呢？不可以的。
When brothers and sisters say that, and he said, "Why? How can you say that? That doesn't count. The sprinkling of water."
对，我们第一个反应是反弹的。
Our first reaction is just bouncing back.
开始有点受伤。
And there is a wound in there.
但是当我们弟兄好像服下来，好好的在神面前问。
When our brothers submit to the Lord and Come before the Lord and seek.
所以他知道他深处里面知道说受浸是对。
Deep within him, he know that to be immersed in baptism is right.
所以经过很多的这个 argue， 然后经过很多的挣扎，最后他就服下。
Through much argument and struggle, eventually he submitted.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，这个可拉的后裔有他的一种特点。
For us and sisters, there's a special point in the sons of Korah.
一方面他知道认识说他是一个悖逆的族类。
He understand that he's one of rebellion.
那他也深深感觉到他是一个蒙了怜悯，是他神存留的一个余种。
But he has had much grace and mercy from the Lord that he's one who remained.
所以当我读他的诗篇的时候
，When I read the psalm，
你会发现这个可拉的后裔跟他的祖宗的味道完全不一样。
The son of Korah has very different fragrance from his forefathers.
有时候我想象那个可拉他们是长在那个反抗的时候那种嘴脸呢。
I can only imagine the Korah and his company how the way they look, they express themselves.
因为台湾很多啊，台湾
很多。
但是到了可拉后裔的时候，你读他诗篇，你知道他是一位唱诗的人。
When you read His song, you know that he's one that sings his praise.
他是很细致的人。
He's
很细嫩的。
Very delicate.
啊，他是大卫拣选他做三位唱歌唱的那当中的那一位。
David chose him to be one of the three who sing, who's a singer.
我必须要讲下一个。
As we go forward.
下一个例子啊，是我当我这次读彼得的时候的一点感觉。
This example is when I was reading Peter.
弟兄姊妹知道彼得有一个最很重要的一个经历。
Brothers and sisters know that Peter has an experience. very important truth.
就是他三次不认耶稣。
That three times he denied the Lord.
我也觉得很蹊跷， 每卷福音书都记载这件事。
I'm amazed that every gospel, the book of gospel, all the gospels.
照理讲这件事情是彼得他一个很个人的事情。
This was a very personal thing of Peter.
所以我相信彼得对这件事情呢， 完全没有隐藏的。
I believe that Peter did not hide this matter from others.
他可能告诉众弟兄姊妹， 他曾经三次不认主。
He probably told all the brothers and sisters that three times he denied the Lord.
就大家都知道。
So everybody knew that.
所以当那个主耶稣被抓的时候，
So when the Lord Jesus was taken,
很多人都散掉。
The crowd was dispersed, scattered.
但是彼得他是跟着主耶稣跟着最近的那个。
Peter was the one that followed the Lord most closely.
的确他三次不认主。
Indeed, he has denied the Lord three times.
他是跟他跟主最接近。
And he was closest to the Lord.
结果他得着一个机会呢， 更深的认识他自己。
But then he got an opportunity to know himself even more.
这是刚我讲觉得我们越亲近主呢，你发现越认识自己。
This is the principle, the more we draw close to God, the more we know ourselves.
这个三次不认主呢，是彼得一生当中恐怕是最大的一个伤痕。
This three times denying the Lord, maybe this is the deepest scar in his whole life.
我在那个信主信耶稣之前哈，我有一个相信。
Before I believe the Lord, I have this belief.
对，我其实我现在还是这样相信。
I'm still believing this way.
因为圣经是神的话呢，所以圣经里面不可以有矛盾。
Because the Bible is the word of the word of God, so it cannot have any contradiction.
它横跨这个。 至少1500年以上的时间，不同的作者写，它主题只有一个。
Across 1500 years, there is only one theme.
因为讲到神，因为它是神的话语，里面不可以有矛盾。
Because it speaks about God, the word of God cannot have contradiction.
但是当我信主之后，有时候读一些圣经。
When I after I believed the Lord, I was reading the Bible.
有些好像不完全 match 的地方。
There are some places that are fully match.
比如说我们弟兄以前带着我们读过士师记的那个年代年份。For
example, our brother has shared with us the times of the judges.
对，所以在这个部分圣经记了这么多年。In
one place, the Bible recorded so many years.
然后另外一个部分怎么少了？好像我忘记了，90几年。In
another place, maybe it was short of 99 years.
那为什么不一致呢？
Why is it not the same?
原来神故意这样写的时候，有一些属灵的原则。
Because when the Lord purposefully writes in this way, there's a spiritual principle.
他告诉我们有些年代呢，神是不算。
There are some years that the Lord do not count.
然后我们最近读到那个，刚刚我们读到一个湘潭，对不对？
We read about the also incense.
在旧约里面，这个湘潭是在圣所。
In the Old Testament, the also incense is in the Holy place.
真的很奇特，在希伯来书人的作者呢，他把香坛写在至圣所里面。
But the author of the Hebrews wrote that this altar of incense is in the Holy of Holies.
好像不太一样。
It seems to not be the same.
但是圣灵好像要告诉我们说，这个香所代表的呢，就是把我们连到至圣所里面。
As the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us that this altar of incense is connecting us into the holy place.
然后当我在刚刚信主那几年的时候，读到那个彼得三次不认主。
In the beginning, when I read about Peter's three times denying the Lord,
我就发现有个地方记载的不完全一样。
The one place is not completely the same.
那个时候我就觉得心中有点不舒服。
I was uneasy within me.
你怎么可以记得不太准确呢？
How can it not be the same?
然后我举这些例子啊， 请看马太福音26章34。
Matthew 26:34. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice.
然后再看那个路加福音22章。
Luke 22.
路加福音22章的34节。耶稣说：“彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡还没有叫，你要三次说不认得我。”
And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me.
然后61跟62节。
61 and
62.
And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly.
约翰福音13章38.
John chapter 13, verse 38.
耶稣说, 你愿意为我舍命吗? 我实实在在地告诉你, 鸡叫以前你要三次不认我。
Jesus answered him, Will thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, The cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice.
最后请看马可福音。
Lastly, read the Gospel of Mark.
14章30节。
Chapter 14.
马可福音14章30节。 耶稣对他说, 我实在告诉你, 就在今天夜里, 鸡叫两遍以前,
and Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice.
我那时候读的时候就有点不满意。
When I read this, I was not satisfied.
对，明明是鸡叫两遍, 为什么其他人就都没有讲？
The cock crow twice, but the others didn't say that.
然后到了那个同一章好, 14章。
The same chapter 14,
66节这边,
66,
比如说 68节, 彼得不承认, 这第一次不承认,
68, the first time Peter denied.
然后他说, okay, 68节他说, 彼得却不承认, 说, 我不知道, 也不明白你说的是什么, 于是出来, 到了前院, 依旧叫。
But he denied saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch and the cock crew.
那彼得第一次不承认的时候, 之后,
when the first time Peter denied the cock crew.
结果第二次又不承认,
the second time he denied again.
第三次在71节,
the third time in verse 71.
彼得就发咒起誓说, 我不认得你们说的这个人, 第十鸡叫了第二遍。
But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom thee speak, and the second time the cock crew.
对, 彼得想起来他就哭了。
When Peter called to mind, he wept. The time when I read it, I have a feeling.
我们要知道马可福音呢,
其实就是彼得福音。We know that the Gospel of Mark is the Gospel of Peter.
因为后来马可呢, 是跟着彼得的。
Because Mark was following Peter.
所以根据大家公认的这个所看法呢, 马可写福音书的时候呢, 基本上就是彼得告诉他的。
And many feel that what Mark wrote was what Peter had told him.
所以当彼得跟马可这个有马可福音产生的时候,
and there was Gospel of Mark.
我有感觉哈, 彼得特别要马可, 你要记得呢, 耶稣告诉我, 鸡叫两遍以先呢,
that Peter told Mark that remember to write that before I deny the cock shall crow twice before I deny the Lord three times.
然后彼得也记得说, 他第一次不认主的时候, 鸡第一遍先叫过。
Peter also remembered that the first time he denied the Lord, the cock crew the first time.
对不对？这个细节呢, 好像别人可以稍微觉得不重要。
This detail, maybe others do not feel that it's important.
啊, 或是觉得不清楚这些事情。
Maybe not as clear.
但是彼得的感觉里面呢, 他深处觉得, 这个细节呢, 我不能错过。
But in Peter, in the depth of his heart, he feels that he cannot miss this detail.
我记得很清楚,
I remember very accurately.
主多给了我一次鸡叫,
the Lord gave another cock crow.
结果我的失败呢, 比别人想象的更彻。
My failure was complete.
我的失败呢, 比别人想象的更厉害。
It's worse, it's very serious, far more than people know.
结果我的伤痕呢, 是更深的。
And the wound is even deeper.
所以弟兄姊妹, 彼得知道说, 主多给他了一次提醒。
Peter knew that the Lord gave him one more reminder.
因为鸡好, 你知道鸡在晚上, 夜间, 或是快要天亮的时候, 那个鸡叫是很刺耳。
You know that when the cock crow in the very almost dawn, but very late in the night, it's very ear piercing.
它基本上就是一个 wake up call, 就是要叫醒人的。
It's a wake up call to wake up people.
所以弟兄姊妹, 彼得知道说, 主已经先跟他讲了。
Peter knew that the Lord has already spoken to him.
然后他跌倒的时候, 主又提醒他了。
When he fell, the Lord reminded him again.
但是问题是，他对那个鸡叫充耳不闻。
But the problem is, he shut his ear and refused and ignored the call.
所以当彼得事后回想这件事情的时候
，When Peter was thinking about this thing,
对，你就发现彼得身上有一个很深的伤痕。
In Peter, there was a deep wound.
我不是说我可以爱主吗
？Didn't I say that I can love the Lord?
我不是说我别人就算别人都走了，我可以为你死吗
？Didn't I say that even if others leave you, I will die for you?
但是当他接近主的那个时候
，When he drew close to the Lord,
主把他整个那个自我的这个情况完全显明出来。
The Lord revealed exposed his self love.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们常常主给我们鸡叫。
Oftentimes the Lord allowed the cockcrow.
但是我们有时候真的是充耳不闻。
But many times we ignored.
但是如果有一次的鸡叫，你愿意醒过来的话。
But at one time when the cock crow, you are willing to wake up.
我们回想过去神怎么样各式各样的方法提醒我的时候。
When I look back, when we look back and see how many times the Lord has reminded us.
我们身上不可能没有伤痕。
It's impossible that we have no wound, no scar on us.
但是主恢复我们。
But the Lord will restore us.
那个有的时候这个。我们常常，其实我们在这边彼此交通都是一些的提醒。
Sometimes we come together, we have fellowship, we are reminding each other.
都像是鸡叫。
It's like cock crowing.
对，有时候我们聚会哈，就是比如说我们要来聚会。
Are we coming to the meeting?
其实我们尊重睡觉过于尊重聚会。
We honor our sleep more than we honor the meeting.
今天我们希望我们的儿女呢，能够好好的认识神。
Today we hope that our kids.Would come and know the Lord.
我们希望他来到教会里面能够受到好的影响。
We want him to come before the to the church to have a good influence.
但是如果一个儿女看见他的父母呢，尊重睡觉过于尊重主。
If children see that their parents honor sleep more than the Lord,
那个见证崩溃。
The whole testimony is being destroyed.
他就算来主日学一百次呢，他看到父母这样子。完全崩溃。
The child can attend Sunday school 100 times, but when the child sees the parent this way, it's all destroyed.
弟兄姐妹，有时候我们提醒，我们彼此提醒。
We remind each other.
你知道吗？有时候我们真的五年、八年、十年。
5 years, 8 years, 10 years.
我们这个人真的没有长进。
We have no growth.
我们真的没有改变。
We have no change.
我们试着用。彼此的交通，我们 用一些信息，我们也参加特会。
We try our fellowship, our sharing, and reminders, and we also attend the conferences.
参加退休会。
The retreat.
对，弟兄姊妹，这些都是神给我们的 wake up call.
All these are wake up calls from the Lord.
所以我们不要，我们需要开动我们的耳朵。
We need to open our ears.
我们的确常常耳朵是蒙起来的。
Many times we shut our ears.
但是当我们一回头看的时候，神多次多方的要提醒我们。
Now once we turn back and look, the Lord is there to remind us.
所以有的时候我们很不喜欢听审判，对不对
？We do not like to hear the word judgment.
因为我们讲到基督台前的审判。
We talk about the judgment seat of Christ.
就是说信耶不信耶稣的人有一个白色大宝座的审判。
The unbelievers have the judgment of the white throne.
那信耶稣的人要跟主。交账，基督台前的审判。
But the believers will come before the judgment seat of of Christ.
那个对我来讲，好像是最后一个鸡叫。
That is to me, it's like the last cock crow.
但那个时候呢，我们后悔可能太晚。
But that will be too late for us to regret.
但今天神已经给我们许多的鸡叫。
Today the Lord has already given us much cock crow.
也许我们听了特会，有些最好的道。
Maybe the best messages in the conferences.
但是我们需要耳朵能够开通起来。
Our ears need to be opened up.
所以彼得的这个伤口是非常的深的。
Peter's wound was very deep.
也许我们不是嘴巴不承认主。
Maybe we do not deny the Lord in our mouth.
但是很多时候我们生活形式，其实讲的不好听，就是我们羞辱了主的名。
But our life and our actions.To say it plainly, we have shamed the Lord's name.
对，我们完全没有该有的样子。
We We do not have what it should have been.
但不管如何啊，主爱彼得呢，是爱到底。
No matter what, the Lord loved Peter to the end.
他巴不得呢，他能够被恢复过来，能够跟随他。
How much the Lord wants him to be restored to follow him.
所以在马可福音十六章第七节这边。
So in Mark chapter 16:7.
是主耶稣复活以后请人传的话。
After the Lord has resurrected and he has someone pass the message.
十六章第七节啊，你们。可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。
By going away, tell his disciples and Peter that he go before you into Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you.
就说那个可能是这个少穿着白衣的这个少年人跟着跟这些门徒讲的话。
To be the young man in white robe talking to the disciples.
那他特别讲说，告诉他的门徒和彼得。
It specifically says, "Tell his disciples and Peter."
但是其他福音书都不这样记载。
In other, it was not recorded in other gospels.
但在马可福音或者说所谓的彼得福音里面呢，彼得忘不了这句话。
But in the Gospel of Mark and the Gospel of Peter, Peter cannot forget this.
当他在这个最失败、痛哭之后，根本没有脸见主的那个时候。
After his greatest failure, and he was After he wept and he couldn't face the Lord.
然后主借着人借着这个这个少年告诉他说，
But through this young man, he told Peter, "Tell his disciples and Peter."
所以彼得不能忘记这句话。
Peter could not forget this word.
因为主耶稣没有忘记他。
Because the Lord did not forget him.
他说门徒和彼得。
His disciples and Peter.
就是那个失败的彼得。
The one who failed.
就那个三次不认我的彼得。
The one who denied me three times.
对，我没有忘记他。
I did not forget him.
所以弟兄姊妹，彼得在叫马可写的时候说，我这是我的想象。
That's my imagination when Peter was asking Mark to write down.
你这个一定要写。
You have to write this.
我记得很清楚，彼门徒和我。
I remember it very clearly that it's his disciples and Peter.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然他的这个伤痕是很深。
Brothers and sisters, even though his wound was deep,
但是他的悔改也比人更深。
His repentance was deeper than others.
他感觉主在他身上的恢复更加的宝贵。
He felt the more precious the Lord's recovery in him.
对，我记得这个孙弟兄也是讲他年轻的故事。
When Brother Sun shared story of his youth,
他刚开始学习服侍主。
When he was learning to serve the Lord,
住在聚会的地方。
He lived at the meeting place.
有一天就只有一个人，他在那边看守。
He was by himself watching.
突然一个中年的弟兄跑进来。
There was a middle-aged brother who came in.
一跑进来叫找负责弟兄交通。
Wants to come in and ask the responsible brother to share, have some sharing.
找不到。
He couldn't find anybody.
他说好吧，那个年轻的孙弟兄，你也可以。
Younger one, brother said, you're okay too.
所以一坐下来。
When they sat down.
然后那个中年弟兄就开始流泪一直。
The older brother started to cry.
孙弟兄完被吓一跳。
Where his son was shocked.
哦，原来他是谁呢
？Who is he？
他三十年前是在会所里面是负责这个，就是算是当中一个负责的人。
30 years ago, he was one that was one of the responsible brothers in the meeting.
结果三十年远离主。
30 years he fell away from the Lord.
最后呢，我想听见他主的提醒。
But at the very end, he heard the Lord's reminder.
所以他回来了。
So he came back.
所以他说他认罪啊，交通啊，一直哭啊，一两个钟头。
He confessed his sins and he cried. It was about an hour or two.
但最后神恢复了这个弟兄。
But the Lord restored him.
他说当他哭完的时候，他觉得他脸上就有喜乐的光彩。
After he had wept, first and saw that.The light of joy that is in him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们会失败。
Brothers and sisters, we can fail.
我们会有伤痕的。
There'll be wounds.
但是但愿因着悔改，因着主的恢复。
That may it be that because of the repentance and the Lord restoring us.
我们这个人就开始不一样。
That we'll be different.
你知道吗？当彼得三次不认主，其实是他的见证完全失败。
When Peter three times denied the Lord, his testimony completely failed.
但是呢，当 那个主耶稣升天之后
but after the Lord has ascended,
然后他们有120人聚在一个小楼祷告
when 120 were praying,
圣经记载的第一个人就是彼得
the first person the Bible recorded was Peter,
也就是说整件事情算是彼得带头的
that Peter was the one who led the meeting,
彼得带着这些120人呢有十天的祷告
he led 120 to have 10 days of prayer,
这是一个厉害的祷告
It's a powerful prayer.
这个祷告带进了一个那个五旬带进了那个五旬节。
The prayer brought down Pentecost.
然后那个教会呢就产生了。
And the church was born.
然后这个彼得已经完全不一样了。
Peter was completely different.
当他站起来传福音的时候。
When he stood up and preached.
三千人信主。
3,000 came to the Lord.
然后圣经上记载着我很喜欢这句话，他说这些人心中觉得很扎心。
The Bible recorded that these people were being pierced in their hearts.
对，我想说为什么要用？我当时想说为什么好像那个针在刺他们的心
？Why does the Bible use this word like the needles piercing their hearts?
对，我相信彼得自己呢已经先被扎过。
Because I believe that Peter has been pierced.
所以，但是他因为扎过受了伤，但是他能够祷告。
Because he has been pierced and wounded, and he can pray.
他能够做见证
he can testify,
他的见证过去失败
his testimony failed,
但他现在的见证呢能够带领三千人
but his testimony today can lead 3,000 to the Lord
过去是软弱
before he was weak
但经过两个月之后
after 2 months
会发现神给他一个强大的力量
there was a great strength
不是靠着他自己
not according to himself
而是他里面有一个 他这个人的味道他带着馨香呢能够让人得救
But the fragrance in him has led others to the Lord.
所以当这彼得最后的时候
And at the very end of Peter's life,
根据传统呢，他是被倒钉十字架。
According to the tradition, he was being nailed. He was being crucified upside down.
他说，我不配跟主耶稣同样的死法。
He said that I was unworthy to die the same way my Lord had died.
你要钉我十字架的话，请倒钉十字架。
If you were to kneel me on the cross, please kneel me upside down.
然后当他在写彼得书信的时候
，When he was writing First and Second Peter,
他特别提到主耶稣的血是宝血。
When he mentioned the Lord's blood, he said the precious blood.
其他的人没有这样子形容的。
Others did not describe it this way.
但是在彼得的深处里面呢，他觉得主耶稣的血是宝血。
But in the death of Peter, he knew that the Lord's blood is his precious blood.
他在一个最深失败最深的人身上。
But in the deepest failure of a person,
他的恩典比那还大。
His grace surpassed that.
他把一个失败受伤的人
，one who has failed and been hurt,
缠裹医治
，to wrap him up to heal him.
他能够起来为主做稳固的见证。
And he can stand up to have a firm testimony for the Lord.
所以过去彼得是一个不认主。
In the past, he denied the Lord.
但今天呢，他能够刚强的为主做见证。
But today he was strengthened and he can testify to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想我的今天的表达的意思。
What I'm trying to express today.
很多时候，当我们认识自己。
Many times when we know ourselves.
认识自己的悖逆。
Know our rebellion.
软弱。
Our weakness.
失败。
Our failures.
那些是受伤。
Those are wounds.
但是这些受伤呢，当我们带到主的面前
，When we bring it before the Lord，
回头回转
，When we turn around，
你会发现神就在我们这个人身上做非常奇妙的工作
，And you see that God does amazing thing in us，
我们就开始长进
，And we start to grow，
我们这个人的味道就跟以前不一样
，Our fragrance is different，
我们的祷告呢，就像馨香之气能够达到深处
，Our prayer is like fragrance incense rising before the Lord，
我想就但愿主，能够在我们身上做翻译的工作，表达我们。
May the Lord translate within us and can translate what I'm trying to say.
我想有点祷告。
We have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们实在感谢。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你在我们身上的确是那个不舍的爱。
That in us you have that love that will not let us go.
我们这批人都是蒙了大怜悯的人。
Lord, we have been granted mercy.
我们只能够说主啊，我现在在你面前敞开。
Lord, we can only say, Lord, we open ourselves before you.
求主你光照我们的深处。
That you shine in our deepest.
好像我们一方面我们认识自己。
On one hand, we know ourselves.
我们也发现我们的帕子也被挪开。
That our veil has been taken away.
我们当我们与你面对面的时候。
Lord, when we come before you face to face.
我们不知不觉，主啊，我们就反照你的自己。
Unknowingly, we reflect ourselves.
主啊，但愿这个香能够在我们众弟兄姊妹身上产生。
That this fragrance can be can happen amongst us.
当借这个香，当我们在你面前祷告的时候
，that with this incense we pray before you.
你闻到的时候，你心中就心满意足。
When you smell it, Lord, your heart is satisfied.
愿主恩待我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
阿门。